It's officially recording. This is the official recording.
So this is just the part where we're just like jam along and I'm supposed to say something intelligently prophetic, you know?
What's prophetic mean?
Prophet meaning that it's about the future and pathetic that it's pathetic. So, you know, random bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I honestly believe that within the first 2 years of his presidency, they're going to figure out a way to get rid of Biden and get Kamala in there. And I know I say her name wrong, and you get pissed off about it in your panties, but I don't know the bitch's name, and I don't care.
You said it right, Kamala.
Kamala.
No, it's Kamala.
See, I kept saying Kamala, and he's like, it's Kamala.
And you're not talking into the mic, so nobody could probably hear you.
No, you're fine. They can figure out what the argument's about, you know. No, but like, yeah, like, I think she's going to be the one that's going to, like, bring in the world change that's going to cause all the, you know, major change. Like, because he's not going to do nothing. He's old, washed up, kind of like, I think he's got fucking dementia, honestly. You know, so, like, but once she gets in there, we'll see a lot more. Because you don't even hear from him. He's been a president for over a year now, and you don't hear, I don't, like, that fucking thing the other day, that bullshit he came in with the other day was, like, the first time I've seen any or heard from him at all. You know, like, snippets of stuff on the news, but, like, he hasn't come out and addressed nothing.
How did we get on this?
I don't know.
Sorry, I was just like, wait, how did we get on this topic?
I don't know. I honestly don't know how we got on this topic.
I mean, I was letting you go.
I think it was because something prophetic I was telling you about, pathetic, and like, because it's a pathetic story I'm talking about. It's pathetic, you know?
I agree.
It's just, it's insanity. Like, you, everybody's aware of my beliefs, you know? Like, the presidents, I don't care who they are, they're not really in charge. They're just put there to distract us and give us hope or whatever, fuck ever we need to feel at that time.
Scapegoat.
You know, yeah, it's all he is. He's nothing. It's like assistant pastor of a church, you know. God ain't talking to him. You know,
he's just like the pastor of the church.
Yeah,
really,
it's like
nothing.
The vice principal. Who took the vice principal seriously? Did you?
No. You? I didn't take the principal seriously.
Yeah, me neither. But like our principal was like a douchebag. And then our vice principal was like an Italian guy that was bigger than everybody in the school and like beat on everybody. He'd grab a hold of you and bring you into a bear hug, and you just knew you were about to die, you know?
Speaking of that, did you see that video where that teacher smacked that kid?
No.
Oh.
What video?
It's horrifying.
Was it a really big smack?
Like,
now I want to see it.
Bad smack.
What's it
and
on YouTube?
It was on TikTok, and then he
so YouTube
grabbed him by his shirt and drug him down the hallway until he fell on the floor.
Ow. I thought you meant he like picked him up and body slammed him. That would have been funny.
No, he smacked him across the face, and then he picked him up by his jacket and hung him and drug him down the hallway until he dropped him and let him fall on the floor.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it.
Like, violent as fuck.
I mean, to me, like, it depends on what that kid's into. He might have enjoyed it. I know I had a couple teachers I wish would have picked me up and drug me down the hallway.
It wasn't like that.
Slam me on the floor. Come get it, Daddy.
It was bad. It was unlaughable. I felt so bad for the kid, though.
You know what? I just recently found out that we had this substitute teacher that was a hot young male. He was about 20, 21.
Oh, my.
I just recently found out that he was gay, and he was messing around with one of the kids that I was good in my senior year, and I had a crush on him, and I thought he was straight. My gaydar was totally off back then. But yeah, like now I find out I could have had him.
Oh my God, the sad stories you tell.
I mean, it's like, I'm pretty sure many people out there know my feeling and how hurt I am. That could have changed my whole entire course of my life. If I could have slept with that dude at that time, could you imagine what would have happened after my life? It would have threw it all off course. I'd have probably walked in the house and slapped my dad and said, yeah, motherfucker, because that's what I am, you know?
You said how hard I am, and my mind just went somewhere else.
Yeah.
It was intense. all the thoughts I had was very intense.
We were driving down the road going to work the other day, and I had my podcast, our podcast playing. And yeah. Jeffrey, I said, that's harder than a 16-year-old pecker, right? Well, Jeffrey's like, and then he's sitting there and he's like, what's that mean? And I'm like, it's not a perverted little I want porn thing. It's not I want 16-year-olds. When I was 16-year-old, that's the hardest my pecker ever was.
Yes.
That's the hardest my pecker's ever going to be.
Yeah.
After that, it was all downhill. You know, like, so, like, that's what I reference to. It's not because I want a 16-year-old pecker. And he's like, okay. I was like, I don't want your pecker.
Yeah.
You know, but I could imagine him listening to me say that and him sitting beside me.
Pervert.
Like, oh, my God. What's he into? Because, like, he doesn't know me that well.
Yeah.
You
know? And now on that note, there's some feel-good music to kick off the show.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal. It's episode 87, the episode after the pinnacle episode with Christine that everybody was waiting for. Oh, finally. So, Doug. Oh, hold on. I fucked that up. So, to kick off the show, I'm your host, Clay Phoenix, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Doug Parks.
And there's a ghost in the room. There's something else in this room. There's a presence in this room with us tonight. Maybe we'll hear from it eventually. But it's here. It's here. Let's see if we can get him to reach out, whoever this presence is.
This presence.
And Benny Puss. We have the lovely pussies on our bed.
Oh, just yes.
Just like every other gay man in the world, there is pussy all over our beds.
There is three pussies.
Yeah. One's sleeping, one's licking his asshole, and the other one's watching.
I don't know why I looked at you and I completely messed up.
I think that's why I like get along with them so well. Cause like they'll lick each other's asshole and help each other watch. They'll watch. They'll like, you know, help out.
You love licking a good asshole.
And that's all I need. I need a group of guys that can just, we can just like sit around all day and like wash each other and wash each other, wash each other.
Just lick each other's assholes.
And you need help with that?
As Paul says, that puts a whole new meaning to toss salad. But anywho, so where were we? Oh, yes.
I would probably just piss him off, tell him your fiber's low. Enough with the fiber. I'm out.
This is where I draw the line.
I hear you nagging bitch about the dishes. I'm tired of that. Fuck the fiber.
So how's your life?
Well, my back today's went out, but I'm good. I need to take one of the chairs from out front to work with me or keep it in my car. Because, like, when I sit in her chair, it messes my back up all day. Because she has one of them old high-backed chairs that are supposed to be in a fancy room. And she has this lawn pillow on top of it and another pillow and this blanket, and the whole back of it's busted out. So, like, I'm constantly like, yeah.
Constantly like moving and trying to reposition.
I ain't had moves like that since I first came out, you know?
So you got,
you know, your first initial I'm out ho phase.
You got them moves like Mick Jagger?
I can make Blanche blush.
Ooh. Feinstein.
I was a hoe.
You know, half of the listeners probably don't even know who Blanche is.
They know Blanche, and you need to talk about the Golden Girls. If you never watched the Golden Girls, go watch it.
Doug, I never watched the Golden Girls until I met you.
If you can't get Golden Girls, I'll record it onto a microchip and send it to you or something.
A microchip?
Yeah, whatever you record stuff onto. USB drive chip. What is that chip thing?
I mean, I guess you
Cody hasn't been sitting amongst my unknowledge of the things electrical.
The electronics knowledge.
Yeah. I have an iPhone here that's top of the line. I don't even know how to use it. I get done what I need to, but it could do so much more, and I just don't do it.
Yeah. I know everybody that's going to be listening to this episode in the car, if they can hear those sirens. Have you ever had that happen to you where you're driving down the road and you hear a siren in a song or something and you're like, oh, fuck, where are they? Where are they at? And you like pull over to the side.
You know
what
I hate? When songs have that annoying sound, like a clicking in it. Because I'm like, I'm hitting pause. I'm like, what the hell? What's clicking on my car?
Yeah.
You know?
Or a cell phone ringing. And you're like, wait, when did I get that ringer? What's going on here? But yeah, I remember the one time there was police sirens and I literally pulled over. Because it was like, it's like instinct. You just pull over on the side of the road when you hear a siren. I see no cops. It was the song. Ba-dum-tum.
My day started out with something traumatic. I told Cody about it already in the car. But on my way to work today, when you get up here and you make a right, you go past the car wash.
Yeah.
And you go up and make a right, and it goes out to these five roads that split, crossways. Well, when you make that right, when you come over the hill, it was ice all the way down it.
Ooh.
Well, there's these snowmobiles driving in. And I look down there, and there's this white SUV. It was a Chevy Blazer, like Yukon type, the big boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was up on its top, and the whole roof was caved in except for back where the glass was. And I stop in the middle of the road, and all these people get out, and they're trying to, like, open doors and get to them and stuff like that. Well, I just automatically called 911, and I put my flashers on because where I stopped, cars are coming up over that hill, and it's all ice. So the one guy came back and said, can you back up to that hill and turn your flashers on? Don't let nobody down here. So that's what I did. And I called 911 and got through all that, and I waited until the fire trucks and ambulance and all that came, and then I went ahead and went to work. But I was 15 minutes late for work. It wasn't that big a deal, you know. But, yeah, like, I don't know if those people made it because that roof was caved in.
Wow.
And I'm looking at it. I'm like, how the fuck did they do that? Because even if they just rolled it or flipped it, it shouldn't have caved in like that.
So there wasn't a hill that they could have come off of?
It's a straight road downhill. And then there's banks on this side. On this side, it kind of levels out. But there's a 4 or 5 foot bank here and telephone pole.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any marks on the bank. It looked like they started spinning in the road and then flipped somehow, but I don't see how that would have smashed the roof. It would have just, you think, rolled.
Yeah.
I don't know. That, weird.
My mind was is like they had some height and flipped in the air and landed on top of the roof.
Yeah, and I guarantee you they come flying up over that hill. And when they saw that ice, they locked their brakes up because they don't know how to fucking drive. And it just fucked them up. I hope it didn't. I need to, like, try to get on Eureka Dispatch and see if I can see if they made it. Because I don't think they did. Anybody in that front seat definitely did not make it.
Yeah.
You know. But I told Cody I didn't even want to drive down there. I didn't. Because that would have ruined my fucking day for sure.
Yeah.
So, I... Yeah, but, like, that was a weird. And then the rest of my day has been, like, super good. Except I keep thinking about that accident, wondering, you know?
But yeah, that's sad.
Because the way it happened, there was no way nobody's going to save them.
Yeah.
You know, and if they, I'd like to check and see. If they did make it, I'd be surprised as fuck.
Snap their neck. Especially on the front end like that. On the roof. Like, that's a lot of pressure.
Well, the way people drive in these storms is insane. I've had people pass me before on ice like that.
Yeah.
Because I was driving 20 mile an hour. And the thing is, I just let off the gas and I don't hit the brake. you're going downhill. I just let it drift on its own. So I'm going to naturally slow down some. The snow's going to slow you down, you know, and then I just use enough gas to keep it going along. And if you want to go flying around me, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to pull over and help you when I see you on top of your car over down the road, you know.
Yeah, I saw
I will, but I'm going to not want to.
I saw this one accident on 851, and there's a hill, the slight hill that you have to go up when you come from Greystones. That first slight hill on 851.
Yeah.
So on the right side of that, there's a fence for cattle. And I don't know if it's electric or not, but this guy literally took out 3/4 of that fence on the right side. And it's all wrapped around his car. It looked like a big ball of just wire.
And he rolled it?
Around the car. No, he didn't roll it. His car was still on all four wheels. This dude is all calmly sitting in the front seat of his car playing on his phone. Stuck. Like, they're going to have to, like, cut all that shit off your car. And he's just, like, calm, just sitting there texting.
I mean, why get upset about it? Like, if you think about it, it's an accident. If you're not insured, then you can flip the fuck out and worry because you got to get the fuck out of there. Just like you know who. You know, like.
But I mean, like, that's the last thing I would be doing is sitting there texting somebody.
Yeah.
Like, yo, bro, I just got wrapped up in a fence, man.
I mean, he might have been texting people to come help him out. Like, you guys want a funny video? I need help. call Cody and Amanda and his dad up and be like, look, y'all want to have fun? Because you know his dad's prepped for all the cutting tools. He'd be right on top of that. He'd love it. I remember that time I went and rescued him. Dad, they were getting the syrups.
What?
I had to take a spare tire and a jack and all that stuff down there because they went down to get the syrups for the summer syrup stuff.
Yeah.
The snowballs.
Yeah.
And they went down to Baltimore to get it, and they got a flat tire. So I drove a spare tire and a jack down to Baltimore, and we fixed the tire, and then drove back. But like, damn. Yeah, like, and they were like, like, that's an adventure to me. I had fun on that, you know.
This time change is kicking my ass.
Yeah. When does it change?
It already changed last night.
Did it? Oh, I didn't realize it. It didn't bother me at all.
You know what's really cool about that? Okay, so I always thought that when the time changed on the clock, you would see it go from a 1:59 to 2, and then it would jump to 3, or from 1:59 to 2, and then it would roll back to 1. No, it goes from 1:59
to 12,
3 man. O'clock.
Yeah.
It goes 1:59, and when it goes to change to 2, it automatically changes to 3.
Yeah.
Or it'll automatically change to 1 to, like, roll it back. It's so fucking cool to watch.
I got this feeling that our ghost is bored. I thought I've sensed a yawn from our ghost. We got Liven to show up.
I was just, it's interesting though. Like, if you've ever actually watched the clock when it was a time change, it's interesting how it automatically knows.
Fuck Casper, Cody the friendly ghost.
Yeah.
I get exactly what you mean. The time thing never made sense to me. Just leave it the fuck alone. You know, but, you know.
I like the Geico commercial that's like, and they say it's for the farmers, but even the farmers ask, why in the fuck do we do it?
Yeah, like, all the dairy farmers, when they open the bay doors, the cows are there ready because cows are trained to know when they're going to get milked.
Yeah.
Now, on Jimmy's dairy farm growing up, the people that lived on a farm that we had lived on, they actually owned the farm. But anyway, long story short, it was a dairy farm.
Yeah.
And they would take a four-wheeler out in the morning and just ride around the fields, and the cows heard the four-wheeler, and they would just head for the thing. But a lot of farmers have their cows trained at a certain time to be standing there. I don't know how they do it. I don't want to know. Couldn't be involved with some beatings or something. I don't care. It's not my business. Not my cows. Not my football. Not my monkey. But, like, Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can train your cows to be standing there at any time.
Yeah.
You know?
It's interesting, like, how they learn.
Go bang your wife. Go back and do some, you know, mowing fields and whatever you do, planting seeds. Come back in, bang your wife, have lunch. Go back out, or husband, whatever. Go back out. Do whatever you got to do. Come back, milk the cows. Go have dinner, bang the wife, go to bed.
Doug's like, or your husband, whatever.
Whatever. Or both. You know, it doesn't matter. There's judgment. Be who you are. Be who you want to be. Be who you say you are.
So did you see that Jackie's in Facebook jail?
Yeah, I got a message from Jameson earlier about that. She's always in Facebook jail.
Something about guns or something?
Yeah, she was something about it. That's fucking hilarious. It's hilarious. Like, she's probably sitting there, like, she's got to be like, this is bullshit, you know, because it is bullshit.
Yeah.
But, like, it's hilarious, and eventually she'll be able to laugh at it, too.
I got put in Facebook jail for message or commenting on one of Karen's pictures, and I said, you go, bitch, and they put me in Facebook jail for, like, 2 weeks for that.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? Bitch is not even, like, a rude term anymore. It's not like I said, you go, cunt. You know? Like, then, like, I could see why they were, like, mad about it.
Either one she would have laughed at, but somebody got butthurt, or, you know?
You know what's funny is I wonder if I say, if I say, you go, you homophobe, I wonder if I get put in Facebook jail.
Well, I found out from the same source that one of my cousins, I'm not going to name their names because that's not fair, but one of my cousins who is a female cousin and who, even when the family was against her, I didn't give a shit, you know, it wasn't my shit. I didn't tag team her either, you know, I left alone. Not that she owes me anything, but like, I'm respecting you, respect me, that's all it is, you know. I treat people the way I want to be treated. If you can't do that, then bye with you, you know? But, like, she reported my old Facebook because I was putting pictures of hot guys up, and, like, I had these memes that I would change. Like, one of them had this guy standing there with a donkey on a cart, and
yeah,
the cart was so heavy it flipped the donkey up in the air, and I said, I like my men with their asses in the air. And I posted on Facebook. Well, she reported me for sexual harassment. And got me, like, in Facebook jail for 2 weeks. Well, I didn't know what was up. Facebook shut down on me, so I opened up another Facebook. Well, then 2 weeks later, that Facebook that popped up and said I was out of Facebook jail, but I had already went and started a new Facebook. And then I got messed up one day because I had switched my phone and my phone number, and that was the wrong thing to do because I forgot the password to one of my emails that I used for everything.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I lost contact with, like, both of those, and that's why I got this Facebook that I've had now for, like, 6 years. But, yeah, it was Facebook's a dumb shit. There's some dumb shit. Yeah. I've been reported for stuff, like, and just, like, TikTok. There's this guy on TikTok who comes out there with, he's wearing nothing but boxer shorts, and you can see the imprint of his junk, and that's why he's doing it.
Yeah.
So I do edit the video, and I'm like, ooh, right? I'm like, oh, and that's all I did. And they deleted my video because somebody reported it for sexual harassment and something else. And I'm like, but his video's still up.
Yeah.
I wasn't even showing the nudity or anything inappropriate, you know, making a facial gesture, but freedom of speech, you know. I wasn't saying nothing like, I'd eat that dick. You know, yeah. I want that cock in my mouth or nothing like that. It was nothing at all. It was just like facial gestures. And I just think it's stupid.
I mean, even you know? With freedom of speech, you can't say whatever you want on Facebook anymore. Yeah.
But these people, like, to him, his account's a million plus, so they're going to keep him up, but they're going to shut me down because I have under 1,000 followers.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not important. I'm little time stuff.
Snowflake Central.
So I need everybody's help to get at over 1 million. So I can go and
over 1 million. You're trying to get over 1 million?
Yeah, I want 1 million followers on TikTok.
That's asking for a lot.
No, it's not.
You think you're going to get 1 million overnight?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just I want to wake up tomorrow and it's at a million plus and climbing.
Okay.
And people are going to be like, that was the most awesomest video you had when you picked up that coat magically and sucked it to you. Or that time I, what the hell?
Filmed a drunk girl.
One of these, they came back on.
Oh.
Yeah, when I filmed Stacy.
Yeah.
That's my highest one.
Yeah.
That's like at 20-some thousand views. And like, yeah, I just filmed her drunk and put it on TikTok.
Dancing.
I don't think I hope she's not mad at me about that.
No, she thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
I tell her all the time, I'm like, you're still Doug's most watched video on TikTok. She's like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, I haven't talked to her in a while. Speaking of Stacy.
I go by her house all the time. I've delivered there a couple times.
Yeah.
Most of the time I delivered there, it ended up being whoever was living with her, you know?
Yeah,
not
her brother.
Getting to see her. And not everybody knows me, so if I don't see her car there, I don't ask for her either.
Yeah, that's really true. I mean, it's... And then if you did, it's like awkward. Awkward. But yeah. We could also do, you know how we were talking about doing TikTok lives earlier?
Yeah.
We could also do Facebook lives too.
Well, I'm not at 1,000 for TikTok, so I'll do the Facebook lives and you can do TikTok. We'll have them both going.
Okay.
That's my philosophy.
I do still think that we need to try to figure out a way to have a more, like, better setup.
24,700.
24,700 is how many views? Wow. Yeah.
At Delta Pizza.
Hilarious. Look at all those likes it's got.
Yeah, those likes have the ass. 210. And then hold on, there's 8 messages. Let's see here. This guy, Diesel Neck 51, says, rock the house. This cat weasel says, Die Klein Lamp Eatst Ach Shannon An.
What is that?
I don't know. We have to look it up.
We need a translator here. Can I please get a translator up in here?
Well, I
that could... sounded like German.
Yeah.
It's Hebrew.
It's Hebrew. Mm-hmm. Oh, ma'am. Excuse me.
What?
Is there any more?
Yeah, there's a bunch of foreign ones. They're all different foreign ones. I don't know what any of these mean.
Oh.
So I'm going to get them translated, and then we will be right back about that later, maybe on another episode.
I wonder if they're calling her a floozy.
I don't know, but there's a bunch of likes popping up.
She's not a floozy, but...
No, not at all. She was just having fun that night. I wish I would have called her boyfriend because he was sitting on the table and he stood up, flipped out from under him and he fell on his ass. It was bad. All the food landed on him. And I knew it was happening because it was leaning and I'm watching it and I'm like, I'm waiting for it. And I wish I'd have had my camera ready. I went to stand up. I put the camera back in my pocket and then that's when it happened. He flew out from under him. But if I'd have waited, I'd have caught that shit.
So, you know what we should start doing? We should just start recording it on our phone and then cut the video for YouTube. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we could do that.
So you're not like filming it on YouTube and then it runs out of time? Because like if you have a video on your phone, you can cut it into different increments for you or not YouTube for TikTok.
Yeah.
For but
like
yeah.
3 minutes and stuff.
Yeah, like you can cut it down.
This bitch.
Yeah, she's performing the night at Newbies.
Yeah.
But her shit be on point these days.
Yeah, it's looking good.
Gianna. She's looking so fucking cute. But yeah, I saw a picture. Actually, she posted it today on her story, and I was like, holy fuck. Like, her makeup was on point. It didn't even look like drag makeup. It looked like straight-up girl makeup. It was good. Really good.
Yeah, here's some artwork Christina's been doing in her bedroom. She's been doing, like, marijuana plants, leaves, and she's been doing, like that's an alien holding a ball.
That's actually pretty.
Yeah, and she's like, and it glows in the dark. in the black light, and it, there's a completely different picture.
What is it, like, special paint for it?
Well, what she uses, acrylics.
Yeah, there's well, there's paint that will glow in the dark. But she's using a black light, I think, right?
Yeah, she has a black light flashlight.
Yeah.
And like she uses that when she's painting, and it's clear, so she'll paint her paintings and then she'll take that and paint a whole different painting with the glow in the dark. And the paint that she uses is glow in the dark itself. So you have glow in the dark orange and blues and all that stuff. So like when you hit it with that other glow in the dark, a whole different painting comes out. And it's really gotcha. Neat how she's doing it. It's amazing. You know, and her mind's brilliant and beautiful, like for her to create that stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, like it's awesome.
You can check out her work, you know? By going to @XTinaPaints on TikTok. Plugging.
Not a shameless plug either, but does she like do live streams and stuff?
Yeah, yes, she does.
She does TikTok lives.
So she'll like do a whole painting in a stream or like just work on it? Or she just answer questions and stuff?
Well,
like
she'll
that.
Do live videos and she'll have music playing in the background or like a podcast or something going. And then she'll be just painting.
Oh, that's neat.
You know, and they watch her paint and they do it live.
I mean, now she's starting to get more into like answering questions and stuff because she has so many followers. And, I heard her in there the other day, and she was, like, having a full-fledged conversation with this one person. I was like, you go, girl.
X, the letter X, Tina, T-I-N-A, paints, 365, is her TikTok.
Oh, @XTinaPaints365.
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, and you can see her.
Thank you for correcting me, because I just said @XTinaPaints.
Yeah. I didn't want people to think EX, like XTina.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking EX or just how to spell it is all it was.
Yo, my XTina.
Yeah.
Where's she at?
I don't know. She ain't here. She said something about going to her grandmother's.
Yeah, she went to some party first, though.
Yeah.
I seen her today.
Yeah, her grandmother invited me over. They have every other Friday. They have a family dinner thing, and she invited me over. And I was like, "I work every Friday, so." But she's like, "You need to get off one Friday because you need to come." I'm like, "All right, I'll see what I can do."
When we get things back to normal, we should start doing Sunday dinners.
You know,
Sunday dinners. Just
yeah,
because
I mean, I would love to make a bunch of veal parmesan or, you know, make a lasagna. You know me, I'd like to cook
like a real lasagna.
Yeah, with meat. Yes, with sausage and ground beef.
We love the meat.
I meant like homemade noodles and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make everything. I have a pasta maker somewhere. I think it's on top of the fridge.
So you actually have like the metal spindle thing that like
yeah, it hooks
it
up
like a sheet?
No, it hooks up to my stand mixer, my KitchenAid.
Oh, right.
It's an attachment and it rolls and I just stick the dough in there and it comes out and you just do that and then you cut it up. So I can make my lasagna noodles any shape or size or whatever I want.
Yes.
Yeah, queen. I love it.
Yeah, the but yeah, I think we should do that.
We are Siamese, if you please.
Why are we not?
We are Siamese, if you don't please. I don't know. I was just popped in my head.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that a Disney cartoon?
Yes.
Yes.
With Lady and the Tramp, there's somebody's cats that make an appearance on there. Their Siamese cats are evil on there. And you know, Siamese cats aren't even like that. They're really sweet.
Was that Lady and the Tramp or was that Aristocats?
I'm pretty sure it was Lady and the Tramp. Aristocats was a different group. They might have made an appearance in Aristocats, but Lady and the Tramp, because the lady that had Lady's mom had the two cats.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought it was Aristocats.
And they were asshole cats.
Probably because of the cats.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Lady and the Tramp. You want me to look it up?
Yeah.
It was probably Lady and the Tramp. I mean.
No, I mean, I don't want to be lying to people.
I believe you. You're probably more accurate with your Disney films than I am. But I remember about Aristocats is, I'm going to ship you to Timbuktu.
You know Timbuktu is an actual place, though?
Yes.
It's just really far.
Yeah, and then like the side of the thing said to Timbuktu. And all the cats are in it. I like that movie.
That was the butler that did that, right? Because he wanted the inheritance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the butler.
What a douche.
He was a douche canoe.
Yeah.
The, I like all those.
Yeah, Lady and the Tramp.
Disney movies.
The Siamese cat song, Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, okay.
Now, the Siamese cats might have showed up somewhere else, but yeah, it was Lady and the Tramp. Because that was my favorite. Lady and Tramp was my shit growing up, and Fox and the Hound. There was my two favorite cartoons I watched over and over and over. Like
Fox and the Hound made me cry.
Like, I love foxes, and I've always wanted to have a pet fox. And that's why only on TikTok, Finnegan Fox is so cute. I love watching him.
Well, you know nobody's going to stop you if you go in the woods and find one.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, I would rather have, like, property away from, like, if somebody around here sees I have a fox in the house, they're going to, like, cause an issue. These motherfuckers free. Talk and tell about everything around here.
Yeah.
Our landlord's secretary lives right next door, too. So, like, anything, like, out of order like that, like, or else I would already have a raccoon or a possum because I've already been offered one by friends of mine.
A possum?
Yeah, a friend of mine has pet possums and they're mating them.
You can have a pet opossum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're amazing because they can't get rabies. So they're sweet.
They're sweet animals as pets, you know.
Like a kitty.
They're super cuddly and they're like clean. They're not filthy animals. Raccoons are very clean too.
I just
raccoons mess up a lot.
I just pictured the cat knocking something off, the cat knocking something off of a shelf or something, and the possum just like.
Dead. Wouldn't it look cute when we got the cat towers built? When you have a raccoon cuddled up with the cats and the possum's hanging from their tail above? That would be an awesome picture to get.
You don't think they'd fight?
No, they get along.
Wait, can they actually hang from their tails like in real life?
Yeah, that's how they sleep, and that's how they like just chill.
I just thought that was in cartoons, honestly. Like in
Ice
Age.
It's a real thing. Yeah, possums hang. I actually ran into them before when I was a kid, and I'd go out into the woods with flashlights. I heard a hissing one day, and I looked over, and there was a mama possum, and she had her babies on, you know.
They were all hanging
on the limb with her, and it was so cute. But they didn't have cell phones back then like that. I showed you a picture of the cell phone I had. You weren't taking pictures of that motherfucker. You flip it open, you call a phone number, and that was pretty basic.
Yeah, this was like a whole, it was like the step after a backpack cell phone.
Text messaging actually cost like per word or per letter. It was like expensive. You would get like 2,000 characters. It was really low though, 500 characters, because texting back then wasn't, you know, you get like 500 characters for included in your package, but you always went over that.
When I first started texting, it was like 50 cents a text.
Yeah, it was weird.
So it was like every time you sent a text, they charged you 50 cents and you got allotted so many free a month. And then once you went over that, then you were fucked because you had to start paying 50 cents a text. That's how it was when I first got a phone.
Was it like an exact number or was it just like randomized?
On how many you had a month?
Yeah, because if...
It was a number, like you paid per like grouping. So like, you know how we do for... we did for data caps for a while?
Yeah.
Until they brought back unlimited. So you would pay for... different tiers. So it was like small, medium, large, extra large, and then it was like I think it was like 500, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 text or whatever. They didn't actually have like unlimited texting. Now unlimited texting, everybody has it, and that's all everybody has.
Well, that's probably how it should be anyways. For like a reasonable price.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like unlimited data now. Like, it's so widely used that they still make their money off of having unlimited data.
Well, yeah, because like unlimited data isn't even unlimited.
No, it's not.
If you use so much, you end up having to go down to like 3G instead of 4G or 4G instead of 5G, you know, depending on what you have.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you also have different speeds, too.
Like, the cell phone I had, I'll pull a picture up if you want.
What brand was it?
It was.
Was it like the? You're not talking about the Nokia brick phone, are you? Or was that after that?
It was after that.
It was an octagon. It was a half. The back of it is. Well, there's the charger you sat it in to charge it every night. Shit.
Oh, that one looks like wood, so bro.
It's black plastic. You know. And I'm trying to get to see. There's the phone. The whole back of it's a battery, a giant ass battery. And basically, all it did, it had numeric. It didn't have a screen. It had like numeric shaped, like
it had
the numbers show up like that.
It had the two with the ABC. Yeah.
So when you were texting, you could only say so much because it was going off screen. You don't know what you're saying unless you got to like.
Yeah.
And it was expensive to text, you know. And the plan, it was $30 for signing on, and you for $30 you got free phone calls after 9 o'clock and on weekends.
I remember that,
but. During peak times, it was charged, and you were charged like 30 to 45 cents, like a minute for phone calls during the days. Tight times. It was like very expensive if you used it during the day.
Wait, so why was it free? You said it was free at night and on weekends?
Yeah, after 9 p.m. or something like that. And on weekends, it was free. But during the week, that's where they like raked in the money for people using it for business or whatever, you know? And my phone bill was always like $200-some. It was expensive back then. Back in 1994, $200 was more. It was probably about $300 or $400 a day, you know? And that's like when I found out how much his phone bill was. I'm like, are you fucking serious? But he had his laptop and all that other stuff on there.
Oh, yeah, because
and I iPad. I wasn't understanding that back then. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's a lot of money, you know? But, you know.
iPad, Apple Watch, and two phones.
Yeah, but that's. You paying off products too. That's not just for cellular service.
Yeah.
But I wasn't aware. I just saw that number one day. I was like, what the hell? Is that your phone bill? But yeah, then he explained it all. I'm like, damn. Cause like I was for a minute like, holy shit. I never seen anybody's phone bill that big.
Yeah. And then, so I still remember when I first got my first phone, it was, a Nokia brick phone. And I didn't have texting on that. And then I got the flip phone from Verizon. And that I had texting on. Do you remember T9? When you texted with T9? Oh, so they had this thing on the flip phones that was T9. And what you did was is you had to hit each of the numeric buttons on the... keypad, like you hit the talk and it had like three letters of the alphabet.
Oh yeah, we were just over this. Yeah, like two had ABC, three had
yes,
whatever.
So what T9 did was is it kind of like predicted the word that you were saying. So like if you started typing like two, like the number two,
yeah,
like TW, then it would give you the O and you could hit the enter button and it would fill the rest of it in.
Oh, so it was like early stage autocorrect and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's pretty lit actually.
And then that's
I was
when
locked up. They wouldn't let me out when that phone came out.
So that's when I couldn't talk on my phone during the day. I can only do it after 9 o'clock and on weekends. And texting was 50 cents a text message.
Yeah, it was crazy back then.
And then I remember when they had the plan thing where you could buy so many text messages, and then when you went over, you had to pay the 50 cents. And then I remember when internet became a thing, you had to do the data caps, and then they did unlimited, and then they went back to data caps, and then they did unlimited. and texting at that point when they started the whole internet thing had become unlimited. So many people were texting, they just made it unlimited. I would always go over my data cap because I like to stream stuff. And so once they brought the unlimited out again, I got it. Yeah, I remember all that.
And I remember back too when unlimited didn't really mean unlimited. It meant unlimited for like 2 gigs or something. And then after that, it slows down and it's fucking hell. And I had that, the flip phone, it flipped open in half. It was red and had a little antenna that came up.
Was it another Motorola?
Yeah, it was like one of them. And you could like look up stuff, but it was super slow. It took forever to look up internet stuff.
Oh, yeah, I had the exact same phone then.
Yeah, it had his little tiny screen.
I had a silver Motorola that had the antenna that came out the left side on the back.
I remember it hooked up to my TV, though.
Huh?
It hooked up to my TV. I used to use my, I don't know. I got this cord from, what was that called? Circuit City?
Yeah,
there was this cord that I got, and it hooked up to this phone, and I could, like, send images and, like, there was nothing I could really do with it because you didn't have videos and shit like that back then and apps. You know, basically, if you were looking up something on YouTube or Facebook on there by going to YouTube.com, but it was so slow. But yeah, there was such, yeah, pictures. You could upload pictures into your TV and it would flash pictures that were in your picture thing. I remember it did that.
Yeah.
This is perfect for this episode.
Madam, is your pinky up?
What was that for?
I'm not suicidal.
That's sipping the back in time wine.
Oh?
Madam, is your pinky up?
Well, very posh.
They would
posh.
Have their tea. They have to hold the glass with their pinky up.
Yeah.
Was there any reason for that, or was it just to be like super fancy?
Fancy.
To be, when you went I to guess to be delicate, because it's China. And they would hold it like that so you're not. But that would make me want to, like, sling. Let me grab a hold of it with both hands and bring it to my face.
I'm just going to gorilla grip that shit.
Do you remember the Circuit City commercials where they had that, it looked like a big plug and it went up into the top of the building and plugged in?
That was not where I thought you were going with that. I got scared.
Yeah. The buildings all had that.
Yeah. Old stores, man. I still remember Kmart. Like it was yesterday.
I remember James Way. Do you remember that?
James Way. James Way was.
And, there's Harris.
Ames. You remember Ames?
Yeah, Ames. Ames was like James Way, but James Way was down in Aberdeen, and it was a lot like a Kmart or an Ames type thing.
I don't remember. I don't think I've ever been to a James Way.
Yeah, and then there's.
Is Food Lion still a thing?
Food Lion, yeah. There's one. Oh, okay. There's actually one in Churchville.
Yeah, that's it's right next to the China Haste and Class 5 Vapors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't been down there in a while.
Yeah, I go there when I'm house-sitting for Barb.
Are movie theaters still a thing?
I don't know. I every time I look on the theater site to look up new movies just to get ideas of what's coming out, because I don't know why I just don't go on Google and say what new movies are being released. I just open up the cinema thing and see what's in the cinemas.
The reason why I asked that, though, is because, like, the whole COVID thing, like, I don't feel like people go to movie theaters like they used to.
Well, at the same time, Horizon Cinemas, you're on recliners and you're spread out.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, fuck it. Like, I'll go up in there and breathe all them people's dirty airs and farts and pit odors and, like, stinky ass burps from all their delicious sodas that I can't drink.
In a lot of streaming services now, they have the like pre-released movies on it and stuff.
I mean, wouldn't it be awesome to go watch a movie and then lead forward to a couple would be like, your husband smells delicious.
Is that popcorn?
And
I
sachet
smell?
Away.
You want some popcorn?
He smells like popcorn and a fresh hand job.
Because I'm about ready to give him one.
The bitch didn't give you one. If you were sitting with me, you'd have had it.
Do you remember when we bought Cruella and we watched
that was
it
a good night.
On the TV in the living room? I thought that was pretty cool. I like having that option. I like going to the movie theaters, but I also like having that option. I think it's cool when you can like buy a movie and have the option to watch it at your house.
Maya and Amy are wanting to do something again.
Okay.
So like another, I don't know what movies are coming out soon, but maybe another night like that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, we have to figure out the couch situation.
We'll figure it out. We figure everything out.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like a U shape.
When in doubt, we just put our penis heads together and figure it out.
L-shaped.
L-shaped?
Yeah, L-shaped. I don't need to go in and out of that door right there.
I like L-shaped. I really like the idea of having an L-shaped. And I want one with a chase, though. So I want an L-shape with a chase on the end.
Look at him. Give him an inch, he takes him off.
Why don't you just get two of the L-shape with the chases and have, like, the couch parts meet and then have the chase on either end?
Yeah.
Two people can lounge at the same time.
Well, the chase, you can move to that end or move to the middle or move out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're adjustable, so you can put it on either way. So get two of the same thing and just put them together.
Oh, that's a good idea. And then when we do, like, that movie type thing, we could pull them apart and it could be like benches for people to sit on.
Benches. That's
a, I wasn't thinking good idea. That far.
You could put it up in the middle and it would be like a big gigantic comfy zone for everybody to pile on top of each other and watch a movie.
Okay, we're not having an orgy. We're watching a movie.
You can pile on top of each other and cuddle without it being sexual. I've cuddled on the couch and watched movies with plenty of people that I was not even interested in and just... You know, it didn't turn to sex. We were just there to hold somebody and cuddle and watch a film, you know?
Well, I didn't say we were going to do that. I was trying to make a joke.
Well, make your joke.
I did, and you just stomped all over it.
Yeah, it fell flat, and then you just stepped all over it.
Yeah, so. You just, like, pounded me in the dick. Like,
I kick people when they're down.
And you just kept kicking, and I'm like, can you please stop?
But you like wine.
I
so stop whining now and enjoy that wine.
Cheese
fresh stomped grape. That was funny. I didn't realize I kick people when they're down. I'm not suicidal.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a thing.
That shit was for 2017, and now it's going to be a thing.
Again?
It was from
2017. You know what would be hilarious? All those short stories I wrote in jail, I gave them to people to read, and then I would move to another place, and like all my short stories are scattered. If any of them short stories ever made it out like that and turned into a meme and it was my shit, that would be so hilarious.
Somebody published something, I'm sure.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't even be mad because that shit was funny. Some of that stuff was hilarious.
They're making money off them short stories.
I need to start writing more short stories.
Do it.
That's just hilarious.
Worthwhile.
Everybody would die laughing when they're seeing this shit. You're like, I can't believe this is in your head.
Yes.
Like, I can't believe it's in my head. It's like, because they're like, my one cell buddy, he's like, jumped up one night. He's like, dude, why do you keep laughing? What's so fucking funny? Like, he was getting mad. And I'm like, I can't even remember at all what I said to him. I looked over and just said what I was thinking. And he's like, laid back down. Ben didn't say nothing else. And it was bad. Like, I was up there thinking some dumb shit, right? So, like, I'm just laughing at it. And, like, as he got to know me, he actually was, like, one of my favorite people. But I told him one day, I was like, either stop being a dick or pack your shit and get the fuck out because I'm not dealing with it no more. I said, go check the fuck in. I said, or we'll both go to the fucking hole.
I mean, you're already in there, so you might as well have a sense of humor.
Yeah, I'm like, chill the fuck out. And then, like, he chilled out and let his guard down. And I almost had him, almost was right there, almost had him to have sex with me. But he just didn't want to.
Wait, he let his guard down or he went down on a guard?
Both.
Oh.
We can have a three-way. Come on, Sergeant Haynes. We don't tap them. Nah. I almost had him willing to do it. And I'm not even going to say his name because he knows who he is. If I'd had one more week.
That nonchalant
I'd
little...
have made that whole week.
Nonchalant little thing. He knows who he is.
Yeah. But he's like, nah, he's like, I'm going home to my girl. I want to stay pure. I don't want to get tied up with that.
So if you are listening, please message us and tell us if you ever became unpure. Somebody's got to get their rocks off sometime.
Yeah, and you've had all these years to think about it. I'm ready. Be ready.
Mm-hmm. I've been ready. Just waiting on you. Speaking of...
EM.
Speaking of, like, old stuff, I wonder if people still buy CDs.
They do. They definitely do.
I have CDs still.
There's some that people are, like, searching out for. I think there's a website you can actually go to. And there's, like, you can, like, put what you have up there, and if people have interest, you can, like, trade or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, but I don't know what it's called.
Like, cassettes and vinyls. I know they still press vinyls. I know they still make CDs.
You could buy blank cassettes still.
But, like...
And you could buy a tape recorder.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I don't think a whole lot of people are doing it, but...
No, but you could still buy the stereo, too, that you put the tape in there and record music off live music.
Yeah, I had one.
Like, yeah, you can still do it. It's kind of cool. You
know? I had a record player.
And I'm pretty sure those companies are happy when people buy their products still because they know how obsolete they are.
Yeah. It had it was a record player, and it had a cassette player in it, a CD player in it. And the only thing it didn't have was A-Track because it even had Bluetooth, and it had a thumb drive port where you could put thumb drive in there and it'll play the music on the thumb drive. It was really cool. Dope AF. I love vinyls. That's the one thing that I do like. That's pretty old school.
It sounds like they just slapped a bunch of shit together just for a payout.
Well, they did. And you could still buy them in stores and stuff. And it's really, they made it because of like people having cassettes and wanting to get cassettes and stuff. They would buy that because instead of buying all the separate pieces. But they still make the separate ones for people that are into cassettes or people that are into... other things. So it's
yeah.
Good. I don't know what you're laughing at. I couldn't see it.
Just replay that for him, because wow.
So
yeah, like
is this guy on a tire?
He's like a Bigfoot monster truck type car truck
in the water.
Yeah, and he's driving through the river. So I guess he's just running over him. But the bottom of it is probably so soft that it's not hurting him. But, like, how the fuck are you?
Yeah.
It's just weird.
He's driving through the river, and the guy's on the tire holding on. Yeah. And he's driving.
That's, put that away, because I was supposed to be looking at our...
It's crazy.
That's great, though.
Yeah, I put a post up about naming the tower, and people, like, giving it a name. And people... This one girl just said Peanut.
Peanut. Yeah. What about that says peanut?
There's nothing about it. Like, it's not a peanut. Like, this is so much more superior than the other one.
The MacBook would have been
your average nut, okay?
Yeah. This is like the nut.
It's bougie, okay? It's like cashews.
This is the thing that nuts.
These nuts.
It's not the nut. It's the thing that nuts. It puts out, I'm going to tell you that.
It does, too. It's got a good bit of computing power.
Yep. But
we mentioned it, and he's here in the room with us.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
That he helped with everything. He built it. Most of it was his parts.
Cece and her friend of hers were supposed to be here tonight, and they bailed on me. The bitch bailed on me. Bitch.
Sad.
Lucky I love you, bitch. No, but it would have been awesome to have him here. And we got to have him on. Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely. And Sierra wants to come back.
Yeah.
And do an episode, a real episode. And
Brenda's son wants to pop in and do one sometime.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey does definitely want to do that.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I just hope, like.
I haven't heard that. Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, he talks about it a lot, like when Doug's taking me and him home. He'll bring it up like nonchalantly, but it seems like he really wants to. So,
well, he keeps like
he was very upset that the one got because I know you lost a bunch of episodes, and he popped in for one of them for a second, and he was very upset that you lost it.
Oh yeah, That was when Christine was here the first time when we lost that one. Because Christine was like, who is that? I was like, that was Jeffrey.
It's just Jeffrey. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, so
just
he wants Jeffrey. To be on. So we can have him on. Like, I don't care when. Like,
definitely.
He is right next door, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he's asked me if we were recording the podcast a few times, but I never, like, picked up on the fact that he wanted to be on it.
Yeah.
Well, he's not trying to, like, be direct and say, hey, I want to be on your podcast. Because he's not like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not. He's not one that will just ask. But, yeah, we could definitely have him on sometime. There's a lot of things we could talk to him about.
Yeah, I'm going to message him right now.
I actually hope he does, because it would be interesting to see what he actually thinks about things. Because normally he's not very good at articulating himself.
No, he's not.
He's just, yes, hammer, down, bah.
Well, him and I, when we're alone in the car, have awesome conversations.
Really?
Like, he opens up and talks, and, like, I don't like, if I've been through something, I tell people what I did and if it worked out for me. I don't, like, tell people what to do. But, like, I'm always given, like, the wisdom and stuff that I learned when I was incarcerated and working on myself and how to, like, that's why I respond to people the way I do. Like, I'm not going to make your situation anything to do with me, but this is what I'm going to give you. It's like... And it's always stuff like, you're both right, you're both wrong. Just calm down right now and then talk about it. Things like that. Just trying to be a rational thought when they're in chaos.
Yeah.
You know, rather voice than of fire. Reason. Yeah, rather than fire up the situation, tone it down, you know? And that's what I love about Cody, the way he vibes. It's almost like a peaceful area amongst
the
shattering
chaos.
War and chaos.
Pure
you know?
Neutrality is the best way to go.
Like an infinite doom. Like, and then you hear like, oh, so and so is moving back in, and then you're like, okay, let me go prepare for war. Put my defenses up.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I just got drafted again.
So you're like, just prepare for it, you know, protect yourself.
So any final thoughts for this episode?
Not that I can think of.
All right.
Except the sleeping pussy has woke up, and the two that are sleeping now, he is bothering, even though they left him alone when his little ass was asleep.
Oh, yay.
So he's going to go over there now. Look, he's going to go over there and wake up Bentley. He's going to start off licking the back of his neck, and then because he's horny, he's going to grab a hold of him and try to hump him.
He only does that to him, though.
Yeah, because Fiona fucked him up one day. I saw it.
Mm.
She came around and smacked him. His face was like, whew.
Big old Bob.
It was like in slow motion. And he goes down toward the floor, and I'm like, it was funny as shit. And she mollywopped his ass and then and walked away. You know how she does it.
Yeah.
And then he just fucks with Bentley now.
She
Bentley will tolerate
sassy.
It until he starts feeling that hard pecker on him. Then he's like, nope, I'm out of here. But I was petting Bentley one day, and his back, all the fur down his back was hard. And I'm like, ew, I'm sitting here petting Benny Puss, and I'm petting Nemo's sperm. Then I got on Bentley's back, and I'm like, ew.
Ew.
I just run my hands through it. Ew.
Thanks.
Ew, get off me.
Thanks, Doug.
You know,
love game strong for Nemo. It's okay.
And I told Bentley, I was like, get away from me. I ain't petting you for right now. Go clean yourself up. You know, one of the two of you are going to lick that off your back. I'm not cleaning it up.
Any final thoughts, Cody?
No.
Well, thank you for joining our shit show. And
beautiful. Okay. Not a shit show.
And until next episode, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/KOABDpod. Also, check us out on our socials. We'll post them in the description, as usual. So, until next time, stay true.
Stay away from those predators.
What predators?
They're out there.
Wear your seatbelts.
Yes.
Wear your seatbelt. Yep.
Stay protected.
Always.
And always be a big deal. Bye!
Hey, I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm here and I'm gonna fly. Gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud. See the people living in peace. No war, cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart, doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise. Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them. Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise.